Welcome to Discovering the Jewish Jesus with Rabbi Schneider. I'm your host, Dustin Roberts, and today we're continuing our series on the mysteries in the Gospel of John. Have you ever tried to relax, but you couldn't because all the things cluttering your mind was distracting you? Well, if you can relate to that feeling, today's message, it may be for you. Rabbi Schneider will be giving us some tips on how we can quiet the noise and transform our lives through God's Word. But first, if you'd like to download Rabbi's study guide, visit us online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. That's discoveringthejewishjesus.com. And now let's get started with this encouraging message from our study of the Gospel of John.
This is one of my favorite Gospels. I'm sure that many of you would agree. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they're called the Synoptic Gospels. They're pretty much telling the same story. They're really rooting Yeshua's ministry in the practicality of the here and now. Luke actually was a historian, kind of just chronicling the acts and the works and the words of Yeshua, where John is much more mystical. He much more is dealing with the spiritual and unseen realities. I mean, think about the beginning of John's gospel compared to the beginning of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. You know, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they talk about the genealogies, but John begins, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men." Nothing that's come into being has come into being apart from Him. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never been able to comprehend it or overcome it. I mean, it's right out of the Spirit, right? It's right down to earth, the mystical being unveiled to humanity. I'm going to chapter 8 and verse number 31. Hear the Word of God. So Yeshua was saying to those Jews who had believed in Him. Now, this is interesting because one of the things that really can be confusing when we read John's gospel is a lot of times when John speaks about the Jews, it has a negative connotation to it. But John is using the term Jews oftentimes to refer to the religious leaders in the Judean area. So when John speaks of Jews oftentimes, he's not speaking of all Jews. I mean, remember, Jesus said, "Salvation's from the Jews." John was a Jew, right? All the apostles were Jews. So recognize that sometimes when John uses the term Jews, it might sound almost like an anti-Jewish bias, but Yochanan was not referring to all Jews in general. He was referring to the religious Jewish leaders in that part of the land of Israel. So Yeshua was saying to those Jews who had believed, "If you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine." Now I want you to think about this. Jesus says to the Jews who had believed. Now, these were Jews that were believing. These were believing Jews. Listen again. Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed, "If you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine." And we're going to continue on here, and we're going to see that these that began believing in him eventually opposed him. So I want you to think about the different categories of faith and being in relationship by faith with Jesus. First of all, we have the seekers. These beloved ones were the ones that even John records, they came because they wanted to eat the loaves of bread. Jesus had done miracles. He turned the bread into loaves, and he turned the bread, he multiplied it, and was able to feed thousands at a time. Some of the people that were following Jesus just followed him because he was feeding them. Jesus said, "You didn't come because of the signs." He said to him, "You came because you ate and were filled." And so they're following him around just to eat. Then we have others that followed him because of the miracles that he did. They wanted to see the signs. It was spectacular. So we have those that followed him just because they wanted a miracle. I mean, sometimes when I go to the mission field, people come just because they want to see a miracle or they want a miracle. Then we have people that come, they believe, but notice what Jesus said. "If you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine." So there's a difference, beloved one, between being a believer and being a disciple. We have the seekers, those that wanted food for their stomach, those that wanted to see miracles. Then we had believers, these that Yeshua is speaking to right now. But Yeshua said, if you continue in my word, then you're truly a disciple. And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. So it's important to understand that it's not enough just to believe. Jesus said, even the demons believe and tremble. We become disciples if we continue in his word. And Jesus said, if we do continue in his word, I love it. It's one of my favorite verses in the entire word of God, John 8:32. If we continue in his word, Yeshua said, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Now, at face value, you could say, oh, yeah, I'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. But have you ever asked the Father, have you ever asked Jesus, what is the truth, Yeshua, that you're talking about, that you said would make me free? Think about that. Jesus said, you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. But memorizing the Bible alone doesn't make somebody free, does it? I mean, we know a lot of people, they know the Bible very well. I mean, they can quote scripture after scripture, yet they're not free, right? They're not happy. So what's the truth that sets us free? I want to just encourage you and lovingly challenge you to be praying about that. Say, God, what is the truth that I need to know that will set me free? I, for one, I think it has to do with knowing how much we're loved by the Father and knowing how protected we are and safe we are in him, and how much he's going to take care of every need our whole life. I think that's the truth that sets us free. If you think about little children, they're really free. But they know that they're loved by their parents, and they know they're loved by God. They just know it. Children are free. They're happy. They dance. They laugh. They're free with their emotions because they know who they are in their parents' love. They don't know themselves just by looking in the mirror, not like people today, right? You try to know yourself by looking in the mirror. You try to get your identity by looking at yourself in the mirror. But little children don't get their identity from looking in the mirror. They get their identity from knowing how loved they are from their parents and how safe they are in their world. Because little children that haven't been exposed to dangers yet, all they know is the embrace of their mom and dad. And so Jesus said, you'll know the truth. Amen. Yeshua, we ask you to set us free with your love and with your truth. Lord, we ask that you would cause us, each one that has a hungry heart right now, each one whose heart is panting after you in spirit and in truth, Lord Jesus, set us free in the truth.
You're listening to Discovering the Jewish Jesus, and Rabbi will be right back. But first, did you know that you can receive real-time encouragement straight from Rabbi through text message? Visit discoveringthejewishjesus.com and click on the link that says Rabbi Text Me. Or you can text the keyword Rabbi to the number 88777. Rabbi sends these special text messages as the Holy Spirit leads, and he looks forward to connecting with you real soon. Did you know that this ministry is all about preparing the way for the inevitable return of King Jesus? Well, it's true, and we'd love for you to partner with us in this life-changing mission today. Together, we will change lives not just locally, but all over the world. To support this team, call 800-777-7835. That's 800-777-7835. Or you can visit us online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. And now here's Rabbi Schneider.
Yeshua also pointed out that the way that we could be set free, beloved one, is if we continue in his word. And what this means is that the longer we continue in his word, the narrower the road becomes. Remember, Jesus said, broad and wide is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be that take it. But straight and narrow, he said, is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it. He said, strive to enter through the narrow gate. So as we continue in the truth gets narrower. What I mean by that is that as we continue on with Jesus, we have to continue to die to ourselves, to obey him and follow him. Remember, John the Baptist said, he must increase, but I must decrease. You know, if you think about, I've used this illustration in other applications, but if you think about, if you look into the microscope And there was a slide under the microscope, and you put your eye to the microscope and you looked at the slide, and you maybe didn't see much. But then as you adjusted the power and turned the power up on the microscope, suddenly you were able to see little organisms moving around on the screen. This is what happens, beloved ones, when the Lord turns up the power of the working of His Spirit in our life. As we continue on with Jesus, the laser of God's light and word shines into our soul, beginning to expose those parts of our life that need to be transformed that we haven't even been aware of. I told many of you about the experience I had many years ago, a dream that I had, a vision of the night. And in this dream, my wife, Cynthia, and I, we were traveling on a journey somewhere. I don't even know exactly where we were going. I just knew we had a destination. And we were halfway through the journey, and it was time to stop for the night. So it just so happened, in this vision of the night, we stopped at a man that was teaching me martial arts in real life at the time. We stopped at his home. And he said, yeah, you can stay here tonight. He said, let me show you your bedroom where you'll be sleeping. So he took us up to the bedroom, and on the way up to the bedroom, he showed us where the bathroom was, and he pointed to the toilet, and the toilet, when he pointed to the water in the toilet, it was all blue, you know, like it was full of sanitizing fluid. Like, you know, when you clean your toilet, you pour that blue sanitizer in there. So that's what it was like. It was all blue water. Then all of a sudden, my martial arts instructor that was about 6'2", all of a sudden he jumps up in the air and he dives into the toilet. And he's in the toilet surrounded by all this blue sanitizer. And I can see in there, I'm looking at him, and he's all joyful and happy inside. Then all of a sudden, bam, he springs back out of the toilet, full size again. And it's like, the dream just continues on now. So next he brings us into the bedroom. Cynthia and I go to sleep that night. We wake up the next morning to continue on the journey. And we walk down, we make the bed, we straighten up, we walk down the steps, the martial artist instructor's down there in the main living area, and we say, thank you, you know, we're gonna continue on with our journey. He said, well, not yet, let's go upstairs first and look in the bedroom where you guys slept last night. So he takes us into the bedroom, and there's this dresser against the wall. So he pulls it away from the wall, and he has like a little toothbrush, and he starts scrubbing the wall behind the dresser where the baseboard was. And I'm thinking, what's going on? Like, I slept here for one night and he thinks I got it dirty there behind the dresser at the baseboard? Why is he telling me that the room's not clean yet, that it's not time for me to leave yet? And then there's a little hole in the wall where you would see an electrical socket. And there were some, this was behind the dresser also that he had pulled away from the wall with some wires coming out. And he says to me, I want you to go reset that over there. There's a little gadget attached to the wires. So I go over there, I don't know what's going on. I look at the little gadget, there's like a button on there that I see. I don't know what to do, so I press the button. And when I press the button, the martial arts instructor says real loudly to me, you're not thinking, you're not doing it right. And I don't even know what to think. Then he comes over and he opens a panel on this little electrical gizmo that I didn't even see, I didn't even know it was there. He opens up a panel, presses a few buttons, bam, then he closes it and puts it back in the wall. You're not thinking, he said. You're not doing it right. And then the dream was over. And I really thought, like, man, this dream meant something. What did this mean? I wrote the dream down. And I felt like the Lord was communicating to me, you know, you thought you were clean because you've cleaned up all these outer things in your life. Remember, Jesus said, if you continue in my word, it's not a one-time thing. So the Lord, I think, was saying to me, I'm very confident He was saying to me, you know, you've cleaned a lot of things up in your life. You know, just like in that bedroom, you cleaned up the things that you could see before you left. But the Lord was saying, I want to go a lot deeper than you realize. I want to scrub in those nooks and crannies that have not yet been washed and sanctified. Remember, the beginning of the dream started with the martial artist diving into the toilet bowl, into the sanitizing fluid. He was all joyful in there. So the Lord was telling me, you know, I want to sanctify you and sanitize you. And the way that I'm going to do it, the Lord was showing me, was through your thoughts. Remember the last part of the dream where the martial arts instructor told me to reprogram that little gadget? And I went over there and I just kind of glanced at it and I just saw one button. So I pushed the button, and then all of a sudden he screamed, you're not doing it right. You're not thinking. And then the dream was over. The Lord was showing me, you're not paying attention to the thoughts that are going through your mind. I want to sanctify you deeper But in order to do that, you need to wake up. You need to pay attention to the thoughts that you're allowing to go through your mind. And you need to take every thought captive and bring them under the truth of my word and lordship. And so Jesus says here, if you continue in my word, God wants to bring you deeper. He wants to deal with more things in your life. He wants to address your thought life. This is how we continue in his word. You see, some of us, we love Jesus, we read the Bible, but you know what? We have a real short temper, especially some of us when it comes to our spouses. You know, we're not always courteous to our spouses, and we're not treating them oftentimes the way they deserve to be treated, the way God treats them. And so God wants to make us aware of all these things, attitude changes, selfishness. How many times are we so selfish just, you know, being in airports or, you know, walking through the grocery store, you know, trying to be the first one over to the line, you know, in the parking lot, someone's going to get that space. You know, the Lord wants to deal with so many things in our life. And if we'll let him, if we'll continue in his word, and what's his word? It's not just the written word. It's not just the logos we call in Greek, but it's also the rhema. It's what the Lord is communicating to our hearts subtly by his spirit. It's not an audible word. It's something that you just sense with your conscience. See, the Lord is trying to sharpen our walk with him through the Holy Spirit's word in our conscience. It's like an inner knowing. But we have to become aware of that. We have to practice awareness of the presence of the Spirit. And then when we do feel him speaking to us, we have to yield and obey. And so I want to ask you, how badly do you want to know the truth? Because Jesus said, he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. Jesus wants to keep going deeper, and we're going to have to keep going deeper with him. We're going to have to keep on submitting and giving him lordship. And as we do, Jesus said, we're going to find our life. He that loses his life for my sake shall find it. So once again, Yeshua says, if you continue in my word, then you're truly disciples of mine, and you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Now, remember where we started. Jesus was speaking to the Jews that believed in him in verse 31. But notice what happens as Jesus is speaking, as he's going deeper now with these Jews that believed in him. They answered him in verse 33. They said, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been enslaved to anyone. So Jesus is saying, if you continue in my word, I'm going to set you free. They said, we're Abraham's descendants. We don't need to be set free. They answered him, we are Abraham's descendants and have never yet been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free? Yeshua answered them, truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is the slave of sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son does remain forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed. The issue here was sin, right? Being enslaved to this invisible power called sin. That's what our souls are enslaved to, is sin. I love the fact that Jesus, the name Yeshua, means Yahweh saves. When Jesus was born, they said, his name shall be called Yeshua, for he shall save you and me, his people, from their sins. So Yeshua, we ask you right now to save us from our sin. We don't want to be slaves of sin. We're not just looking at our environment and saying we're not enslaved. We're saying we're agreeing with you, Jesus. We need to be delivered from sin. We need to be freed from sin. We know that you came, Jesus, to deliver us and save us from our sin. So we ask you now, Lord, we ask you now, come and do the sanctifying work of cleansing in our life that will free us from the slavery of sin. We worship you, King Jesus. We invite you into our lives. We don't resist you as these did in John chapter 8. And we're going to see on the next episode, it gets even worse as the dialogue between these, quote, believing Jews and Jesus continued. You're going to see that not everyone that says they're a believer is a disciple. And unless we're a disciple, we're going to die in our sins.
Thank you, Rabbi, for these insights on the book of John, and what a timely reminder for us to strive to be more than just a believer, but to be a disciple. You're listening to Rabbi Schneider right here on Discovering the Jewish Jesus. And if you love listening to these messages and you want to connect more with the ministry, I want to encourage you, check out our app. Just search for the Rabbi Schneider app in your favorite app store. It'll allow you to view our radio and television schedules so you never miss your favorite program. And you can also view Rabbi's daily devotional. This is a great way to get into the Word every day. And speaking of the Word, we believe there's always something new that we can be learning from it. And it's this conviction that drives this program. Rabbi has such a passion for connecting the Old and New Testaments together and for sharing the deeper meanings of the Hebrew texts. And when you team up with us, you'll not only be supporting our mission, you're helping us spread the good news of God with those who need to hear it the most. Here's Rabbi with more.
Beloved, week by week, I'm committed to accurately preaching and teaching the Word of God. Those of you that have been following my ministry for a while, note that I oftentimes go through whole books of the Bible, line by line, simply teaching and preaching God's Word. Do you know there aren't a whole lot of people left that are teaching and preaching this way? There's a lot of motivational sermons and so on, but to simply teach God's Word, beloved, it's becoming rare and rare. I want to encourage you, if you're being blessed by this ministry, to financially support us. We are going all over the world through broadcasting and on-the-ground outreaches, teaching God's Word. You know, the Bible says that we should support financially men that are being faithful to the truth, that go out for the sake of the truth. I want to ask you today, would you sow a financial offering into this ministry? You'll be rewarded for what you do, and beloved, your offerings will be used to reach people all over the world.
To respond to Rabbi right now, simply go to discoveringthejewishjesus.com or connect with one of our friendly team members. They'll be happy to explain how you can give. Just call us at 800-777-7835. We'll say thank you by sending you Rabbi Schneider's message of the month. That's available also as a digital download. And we'll also make sure you receive a copy of our newsletter. It's jam-packed with our latest news and updates. And for those who become new monthly partners, we'll send you an extra token of our gratitude, a genuine handcrafted shofar from Israel. And did you know what the blowing of the shofar signifies? It's not just a simple sound. It's a powerful declaration announcing the arrival of God's kingdom. And with your faithful support each month, we can continue boldly proclaiming the imminent return of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, the Messiah, all around the world. This is your chance to be a part of something truly significant and life-changing. You can give today by visiting discoveringthejewishjesus.com. That's discoveringthejewishjesus.com. And then no program would be complete without hearing Rabbi Schneider speak God's sacred blessing over us.
In the Old Testament book of Numbers, we find a blessing God speaks over his children through Moses and Aaron. It carries the idea of favor and expression. Open your heart to the Spirit and the Word today and receive Father's goodness into your life with confidence.
Yavarechecha Yahweh vayishmarecha Ya'ir Yahweh panav elecha V'chunecha Yisa Yahweh P'nav Elecha Ve'asem Lecha
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift you up with his countenance, and the Lord give you, beloved one, his peace. God bless you and shalom.
Discovering the Jewish Jesus is a production of Shalom Ministries, and I'm Dustin Roberts. Join us again tomorrow when Rabbi Schneider shares a message on the mysteries in the Gospel of John. That's Wednesday on Discovering the Jewish Jesus.